And as I got older, so stories started filtering through to me about, you know, some kid down the road had a BB gun and shot a cat, or somebody's cat had been shot at, or birds had been injured with BB guns. And I did kind of start wondering about where that comes from. You know, are these just sick individuals, or do we actually play a part as society in accepting guns? So we have on the line with us Itumeleng Chiola, who is the Society Manager and Events Coordinator at Gun Free South Africa. And I wanted to find out from Itumeleng, you know, what is, you know, what's their approach to giving children toys, toy guns. Hello, Itumeleng. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. Thanks. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Thank you so much. So, can we just talk about, you know, giving guns as presents at this time of the year? It could be a New Year's present, could be a Christmas present, to young children. Because I've seen it, and you know, you walk into toy shops, and the shelves are lined with them.
Yeah. Okay. Afternoon to all. And also, I just wanted to start off by saying that the campaign "Don't Groom for Violence" is a campaign started by Gun Free South Africa and Tsonga Gender Justice.
Yes.
As we have partnered on this campaign to encourage parents, caregivers, friends, and families to support a toy gun-free festive season. So it's just a response to the 2019 national crime statistics that shows that guns are a leading cause of murder in South Africa. So, coming back to your question, you need to understand that toys are an instrument of socialization. Each and every toy given to a child carries the message that we approve of that toy, you know. Whether it's a car, when you're buying a kid a car, you're saying drive the car. When you're buying a kid a toy gun, you're saying go shoot. And you also need to understand how we live. More especially, I'd make an example with Alexander. You know, you could understand buying a kid a toy gun who lives in a society whereby gun violence is very active. It's an everyday thing. We see people getting mugged. We see people getting shot. Sometimes we even see dead bodies, you know, just lying on the street. So you can also imagine the psychological part that it has on a kid that you're buying a toy gun to. And also, we are so exposed to a lot of soapies that on TV. I just want to mention names. And they have a huge impact. So what we are basically doing is just encouraging parents to buy kids gifts that are fun and educational rather than toys of war, death, or intimidation, you know.
Yeah. Look, as you said, I mean, this campaign, Don't Groom for Violence, has come about based on guns being the leading cause of murder in South Africa, or the leading means of murder in South Africa, and that's from the 2019 crime statistics.
2019
crime statistics. Are there any statistics that actually says that, you know, aside from logic, but are there actually statistics that show that children who play with guns, it just becomes an accepted accessory or an accepted object?
Yeah. We also need to look at toy guns. We have a variety of toy guns. You have your powder, paintballs, or even BB guns. So they cause even harm. Most serious harm could be your eye injuries. So this is what the statistics show, that most of the harm that it causes is, you know, eye injuries. And also with your paintballs also have an effect on your skin. It also depends what type of skin that you have, but that you also give a more factual reasons as to why we shouldn't be giving kids toy guns, as it shows that it causes really, it does cause harm, you know. It does cause harm.
Very interesting. Itumeleng, that is where we have to leave it. Thank you very, very much. Just very quickly, how do we get involved? How do we support the campaign?
Yeah, so people can just go to www.gfsa.org, and they can also just go to Twitter under the hashtag This Armament Week, and Gun Hip Flop. And also we have a Twitter handle, GunFreeSA. So that's where everyone else will see the work that we do in communities, us going to schools, us going out to the people and just encouraging them to be a part of this movement whereby we're encouraging people to be active citizens in their townships and take control. Let's not longer rely much on the police and also ask this community report to take a step to creating change in our community.
Amazing. Well, well done for your initiative. And you know what? Whatever it takes to get our crime statistics down, we need to do that. Thank you very, very much. That's Itumeleng Chola, who is the Society Manager and Events Coordinator at Gun Free South Africa under the campaign Don't Groom for Violence.